God bless you. And so we meet again. We meet in love and in union with one another. We meet in His name and fulfill a new understanding according to the day and age in which you live, of those things of which you have taken from your holy book. So let us begin. Let us begin by talking of the Spirit. Let us come to understand what Christ said to those who questioned him when he said, render unto Caesar those things which are his, and render unto God those things which are of heaven and earth. The Spirit is the part of us which continues on. It is the part of us which God created in His own image. It is the part of us which is therefore eternal, and it cannot be destroyed, nor harmed, nor desecrated. But the body is that which, I suppose you could say, is that of the Caesar. It is a thing of the earth. It is a matter. It is not even a living matter. It is a matter which is provided with life from the radiations of the Spirit within. And when the Spirit has come to a point of evolvement and progression and has fulfilled its purpose here on earth, then it will shed away this coat of material matter and leave it to the things of the earth, whether it become dust or ashes is of no account. What is important is that it has released from itself the Spirit of God within, so it may make its journey onward and continue its course through the evolvement of life and the journey which will take it, we pray, closer to the magnificence of God and closer to the understanding of its own purpose. This is the eternal plan which God has preordained for man, and this is a part of the plan for which he sent Christ here on this earth plane, to tell and to prove and to encourage and to show the way, as I have explained to you before, that he may prepare himself not for Christ's coming, not for the coming of God, but for his own coming, when he can come to the Father, a truly enlightened and spiritual soul, prepared here on this earth, prepared in so many ways, through love, through laughter, through joy, through sorrow, through bitterness, through turmoil, tribulation, through grief, through all these things, man must suffer and come to terms with, and come to understand, so that he can contain them within himself. And in the containing of them within himself, he can find a true perspective of the pathway he must take. He can prepare and cleanse himself. He can enlighten and enrich those around him, and so help them also to prepare for their coming to God. Many of the old masters try to say this in so many different ways, and they say it according to the understanding of those who were abroad at that time. They were talking to their level of awareness. They were talking to their understanding and to their ability, such as it was, to perceive the truth of their words. But who is there here on this other plane now who will be heard and who will be understood? You cannot teach a new understanding according to old understandings and beliefs. You must learn to understand the awareness of mankind at this time of your evolution. And you must teach according to this awareness. You must try to bring into the hearts and minds of the man of today a newly formed understanding of those teachings of prophets of old. And you must do this in such a way that these teachings of the old prophets do not become distorted, and the essence of their truth is not lost, so that man can take up the burden of his life according to the philosophies of today, based on the philosophies of the teachings of Christ and of his prophets and of his disciples and those who served him. Turn within yourselves and look ahead. Do not become bitter with one another, and so to create anguish in your hearts, trying to decipher how the prophets and the people of yesteryear saw and understood these teachings. But your task is to come to a joyous understanding of all these teachings according to the awareness of mankind this moment of time. Do you understand what I am saying to you?
Yes.
Brother John.
Yes, thank you.
We have chosen you as an emissary here on the earth and here in this little gathering, and we wish you to lead them in spiritual love and understanding and truth, and to be their shepherd. Behold your flock. Guide them and lead them in this wise in which I have spoken. Do not concern yourselves too much of how the scribes and the Pharisees and the prophets of old beheld the teachings of Christ, but lead them and teach them to understand those things of which you have so diligently learned and have devoted your life to understanding according to your understanding of today. Will you do this for us, Brother John? This is all we ask. I do not want to talk of what prevailed in your previous meeting. For this is of the earth. I wanted to talk over you of those things of the spirit, and those are things with which you can apply the love of God and His majesty and His divine truth among mankind. We are not asking you to change the concepts of your holy book, for this is not for mankind to do. For these are God's laws. They are holy laws. They are blessed and divine truths. And they are also divine examples of how to conduct your life. For instance, with your Ten Commandments. Is of no importance to try to define these things now, but is of importance through your love and your faith and your trust in God and your trust in those who inspire and lead you in your spiritual seeking to understand that they are God's law among man. And it was His wish, and He is now and will forever be His wish, that man shall abide with these laws and shall keep them as an oath unto himself. We are therefore not going to allow ourselves to become involved in the misunderstandings of material man. For these are things which man must come to terms with through his own spiritual understanding and through the values he sets upon his own life and his own awareness. We are not permitted to involve ourselves in such things, for this is a part of your course here on earth, to experience them, to learn to understand them, and having understood them, to live by them. And I will talk with you with only love in my heart, that you may come to understand these things of the Spirit, and that you will live by these things, and understand how to apply those laws of God, laid before mankind so long ago, and to apply them to your life and your living at this time, according to your understanding. Do you understand these things I am saying to you? We love you so much, and we seek only to serve and to try to help you to understand these truths, to take them forward, to bring them in your book, to put them in your talking box, and to love and understand those to whom you seek to teach them. So that if not all mankind, some will come and will learn and will understand as you understand and receive unto themselves a true awareness of the love of God within. You must understand, Brother John, that sooner the will become an upheaval in your church. And this is a master be, so that these things can be clearly understood, and they always can be dispensed with, though not destroyed, nor condemned, for they serve their purpose according to their time. But a new way, a new understanding, a new truth, a new vision of God must slowly unfold before the eyes of those who lead your churches and your religious denominations of all grades. For this is a coming time of change, and change must be. Change is a progression. progression is unfoldment. Unfoldment is evolvement. Evolvement is growth. You understand this now? Is this to make all of your children happy?
Yes,
sir. We will listen only to the questions which Brother John shall choose to place before us according to the wishes and the will of those of his flock. And we will sometimes, Brother John, turn about the table, and we will question you also.
Lovely.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Because we want to know in our hearts that you have understood what it is we seek to unfold, and the way we wish you to progress. And we wish to ensure within our own hearts that you are a true shepherd of your flock. You will gather unto them all the love that there is in your spiritual being, and share with them a gentle trust, a gentle way of learning and understanding, and that there shall be no more of this, how you call it, animosity in your hands. Above this, and further to this, I will make no comment on those things that you discussed previously to this. You understand this? For it is forbidden for myself to involve myself in such things. But it is my course to walk with you, to take your hand, to enfold you with the love of God, to embrace you with the love of Christ, so that you can see again those things that he has said and he's spoken unto you in a new way. This is, if you wish, the beginning of a rebirth of the teachings of your holy book. I want you also to understand that this little place wherein we sit is not the only place, and I am not the only messenger from these realms who is conveying this message to mankind. I am only a tiny part. I am only a humble servant of God. And there are many, such as myself, who are talking to many such as yourselves, who know and feel in their hearts that the time has come when changes must be made in the interpretation of your holy book, according to the understanding and awareness of mankind today. You understand this, Brother John?
Yes.
Is all of you understand this? Please, because I have said that I have to talk only with the Brother John, this does not mean to say that you cannot talk to myself and let me hear your voice. If there is anything you wish to say, other than a question, please be free to say so. Now, Brother John, is there a question you wish to put to myself?
I'd like to hear you talk about the term, the blood of Christ.
The blood of Christ is such a precious thing. But again, you see, a man's humble thing took it for its surface value and spoke of the blood of the body and likened it to the wine upon which Christ shed with his disciples. And in truth he did say, "This is the blood of my body. Drink." But what else was he saying when he said this to them? What else was he trying to make them understand?
His teachings.
See, he was trying to make them understand that the blood of the body is the essence of the body, is the life force of the body. And the wine he was offering was not so much a symbol of this, but a symbol of the essence of himself. He wanted them to understand that all he had given of himself, all that made him function, all that made him live, all that gave him life, was the essence of the love of God within him. The essence of his own life force, your life force, for God is the very life force within all men. He wanted them to understand those things which create life in me. And in me, he was saying, in my spirit. He was talking of the life of the spirit, not of the life of the body. He wanted them to know that all those things upon which his spirit depended was the essence of life. His blood was the love of God. The blood of his spirit, the blood of your spirit, is the love and understanding and the faith and the belief in God and your acceptance of him. And he was offering this to his disciples, pleading with them to share this, share it with him, share this lovely, wonderful truth, a higher truth, something which goes beyond the flesh, something which goes beyond the need of this casket within which you live, something upon which the spirit depends for growth, for evolvement, for eternal existence. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Brother John?
Yes, indeed.
And is this to make you happy?
Yes, indeed.
Please, look at what I have said. Because it reflects on all I have said previously.
Yes.
We want you to understand anew. Christ wanted his disciples to understand what we are trying to teach you now. It is not so much the love and the life of the body upon which we are concerned. It has its purpose. It has its blood. But the spirit is an eternal thing. And it must go on. And in order to go on, it must have this energy of life within it. It must have this purification. Just as the blood will purify the body and provide it with these energies, so the love of God and the true examples of his Son, Jesus Christ, will provide the spirit with its energies and provided for his life and his progression and growth. Search these things in your heart. I am giving you food for thought. And I know there are questions in your heart. And I want you to think of your questions before you ask of them. I want you to search your own motives for wanting to know the answers. I want you to search to find where these questions have come from. What has it made you ask them? I want you to know yourselves. It's important you know yourselves. It is very nice, I know, when Marcello can come to your smaller groups, your groups of involvement, and we can talk of lesser things, which in their own humble way reach out to a lower understanding, yet a necessary understanding, in order to help you unfold. But we are now talking of the things of the Spirit. We are talking of the love of God. We are talking about that which Christ looked upon him as his blood. This is the blood of the New Testament. This is the essence of the New Testament. And I don't talk of the Testament which is in the Bible. I am talking about the New Testament, which is slowly and surely being written in the hearts of mankind today. And this is why there will come the changes of which I speak. Because the men of all religions, of all nations, of all colors, all understandings and cultures are slowly coming to the understanding that the teachings of the prophets of old, no matter who they were, whether it be Tao, whether it be Buddha, whether it be Muhammad, or whether it be Isaiah or Ezekiel or Moses, or even of Christ, will become a universal truth on earth. And with the coming of this universal truth and understanding, there will come a universal peace and love upon earth, which will destroy much of that which is causing the afflictions and the sorrows on earth today, and will dispel of the greed and the humanity of mankind. These things I know will not come in your lifetime, but I assure you, they will come. And you are witnessing this coming. You are the beginning. You are the Alpha. Let us set our hearts upon bringing about the Omega of Christ's purpose on earth. Man shall live forevermore in peace, in truth, in love, in harmony, and in God. So you see, this is my interpretation of the blood of Christ. The essence of God within the spirit of mankind. And I would say to you, also, if I had a glass of vino in my hand, take, drink this in the remembrance of me. For this is the blood of my being. This is the blood of my spirit. This is the blood of your spirit. This is the love of God. What is your next question, Brother John?
When poured from the side of the wounded Christ,
Bentornati.
Of the wounded Jesus, right, onto earth. Was that the moment the earth, in its physical sense, was cleansed?
Bello Pavani Anante, sì. So say the prophet. You must forgive my smiles, Brother John. I do not mock your question. But, Mortori, Santi, you say, because Christ said that this was a symbolic of the blood of my body and the blood of my being, because he chose blood as this symbol, because it is the essence of life here on earth. His disciples and those who believed and loved him looked upon the touching of his blood upon the earth as a cleansing of the earth, because they understood now. This was a symbolic of his spirit touching the earth and touching mankind. You see, again, we are going into the understandings of old time, according to all the beliefs and acceptances of these teachings. We are still seeing this as they saw it. In their time, they were very suspicious people and very superstitious, and many of these kind of examples were looked upon and believed by them. But we do not mock them for this. We love them and bless them for this, because in their innocence they were, in fact, expressing a truth. But the truth we would like for you to understand in a different sense today, because the awareness of a mankind is such that it would not look upon this in the same light as they would of those old days. So you see, what the disciples were saying when they believed that the Spirit of Christ touched the earth, when his blood touched the earth, is only bearing out what I have told you. It was the essence of his being touching the earth and blessing it, fulfilling it, and bringing mankind to this understanding that blood is the essence of life, and his blood, the essence of his life, had entered into the earth. But what they didn't understand, that it was the essence of his spirit, which the disciples were speaking of, and so fulfilling their hearts and fulfilling the teachings of those of old. And his love shall touch the hearts of mankind for generations to come, until time has fulfilled itself upon this earth. Is this to make you happy, Brother John?
Yes.
I must be wary of time. I will permit you one more question, Brother John, and then I must make my leave of you.
Well, the practical application of the phrase the blood of Christ is used in exorcisms. In what way does this effect bring about the remedy of an exorcism?
Escutò dare e tenente, because you are bringing the spirit and the essence of the spirit to the full.
Yes.
And you are bringing it to an understanding of its presence and of its lost condition and of the surroundings around it, and that it is in a place it should not be, and that it is a time for it to evolve. Is it such a simple question? Is it such a simple answer? The Spirit of Christ is made manifest in the Spirit of the Lost One, the Spirit of God enfolds all this understanding, and the Spirit is released from the darkness and brought into light. Is this to make you happy, Brother John?
Yes,
Pero, it's simple. It's so simple. But it's important for you to understand.
Thank you very much, Lord. God bless you, Brother.
Please, search your heart. And search your understanding. And as I have said already, search your reasons and your motives for asking of your questions. Share them with Brother John. Share the conclusions with him. And decide among yourselves of what you will ask of Marcello. Collective. And Brother John will be your spokesman. Is this to make you happy now? Has this brought a clearer understanding of those things of which you spoke last you met?
Yes, thank you.
Is everyone happy in their hearts at this?
Yes,
sir. So you see, you're having no cause for your scribbling pad. Write them in your hearts.
Oh, yes.
And you will understand them more clearly. Is this to make you happy?
Thank you.
We wish you to reduce your workload, as you would call it. But please, now I must return. I must leave you with your thoughts and come to understand the love of God is in your hearts all time.
I'll love go with
you. May the love of Christ and the spirit of his being open your eyes and your hearts to the understanding of his love and peace, and be brother and a sister, one among another, and put aside all those things which disturb your hearts, and come together in love and praise and in the love of God. If this is not so, your work will not be fulfilled. God bless you. God bless you, my children. I have come but for a brief moment. I want you to know and understand of our deep love for your purpose and of our intended unending service in this course. I wish to remove from your heart a point of confusion which befell you. I wish to say, first, let those teachings of my brother, Marcello Piacello Chiavinci, be made known among you and placed in the pages of your book. And when this is complete, then I shall come to you, and we shall make the teachings of Augustus Emmanuel, made known under a separate cover, and shall be yet another book of learning for mankind. Seek now only to serve that cause which is in your hearts, and reveal unto your fellow men those teachings my brother Marcello has to offer. And when this is done, joyfully I shall unfold to you the teachings of my heart. And we shall seek to endeavor to lay open to those of the clergy of the church a new light and a new beginning. Be at peace within yourselves. Allow the love of God to flow through your understanding and acceptance of one another's point of view. Let there be no harsh talk. Let there be no criticisms of one another's belief. For each is a belief unto himself. Each is a child of God in his own right, and has this abundant joy to express himself so. Therefore, join in harmony and peace with one another, forgive and love, and unite in the name of the Father and of the Son. Shall we join now and speak with our Father, and bring to a close those of your teachings for this day, and ask that you will keep them in your heart, and allow them to become not just an understanding, but a way of life. Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, from whom all blessings flow, let your love descend upon these thy children, that they may grow. Be with them, O Lord, at morning time, and when their day begins. Bring into their heart, O Father, a cleansing of their sins. Enrichen them with being, and fold them with your love. Teach them, O Lord, to understand the spiritual meaning of thy love. Father, open their eyes that they may know the true glory of your being, and open their hearts and their understandings that they may receive of thy love and truth, and that the holy love of Christ may live forever in their understanding. Strengthen them, O Lord, in their cause, so that when their day is ended, they may rest their head and close their eyes and know that you are their Lord. Help them in their sleeping state, O Father, and May they rest with joyous love within their hearts, and again awaken to a new dawn, that their truth they may impart. Lord, hear our prayer, and touch us with thine understanding, that we may receive into our hearts the eternal love of thy Son and our Saviour, Jesus Christ, the Son of the one and true living God. May his love, his trust, and his example rest, dwell, and remain in the hearts of each of these thy children. May he walk in peace among them, and may they walk in truth, love, peace, and grace among their fellow men, and become emissaries of thy peace and thy truth on earth. May the love of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and may the grace and the glory of his truth be forever in your heart, for this day forward, now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you, my children.
Thank you.